Hello, my friends. You are listening to Game Maker Live on Saturday, the 30th of January, with myself, Josh Pedroza, and Jonathan Martin from the United Kingdom. On today's show, we are going to have game reviews of the game Extinction by Sakisa, Orbis Demo by The Big Cheese, and Space Grid by Skylar27. In the news discussions, we have the Media War, GM Indie's Plan for World Domination, Game Maker for Mac, GM Talk, and Win Game Maker Pro for free. We'll also be discussing the new GMC plugins fad and any topics that we didn't cover last weekend. I'd like to apologize for the delays we've had getting the show to you. Unfortunately, server was acting weird this morning, and then the software was backfiring. If anyone wants to call in at any time, just go to Skype, download Skype, register Skype, and call Game Maker Live. Game Maker Live, GameMakerLive, and we will put you on the air, and you can talk to us. So, we're now going to talk about the game Extinction. This game is a top-down shooter in which you play a survivor of a 2012 atomic virus that has turned people into zombies, I guess. Your mission is to stay alive for as long as possible and to save some of the few survivors that remain in the city. This game was made by Sakisa for the Yo-Yo Games Competition 05. We thought the game was good, but hard. It could do with giving more health or an easier mode for beginners, although the gameplay was pretty cool, including the cars. See, I wish they would just make it like a...
I think when you're playing one of these games, you don't want to have to wait to get into the car because you've got zombies coming after you.
And they're gonna That's true, but then you also have limited controls on a keyboard.
Yeah. So I suppose
we're now going to be joined by Tamper 2, who's a couple minutes late for the broadcast. So back on topic. With limited keyboard controls, it's difficult because you have to use four of them for moving around, one for pause, one for shooting. So I guess you don't really have an enter car button.
Yeah. So I suppose if it wasn't for the Competition 05, it probably would have had another button.
I believe it was called, in which you play the little computer game they play, motorcycle races. So it's also kind of like the game Snake. You have to go around and you can't run into your own trail. You also can't run into the other players' trails. We really like the game because it has amazing gameplay and pretty good 3D graphics. The menu, though, is pretty bad, I want to say. I almost did not play the game because the menu is so ugly.
No,
it's ugly. It's just that
it's not good. When I played it, I don't know whether anyone else has this problem, but the text was actually going off the side of the window. But you couldn't see the text. It was going under the window.
I have different...
Yeah, I just had it full screen.
Works fine for me.
Multiplayer, it would be a huge hit. Another thing is, when you die, it has this nice aerial view where it just, kind of goes around the course and lets you watch the remaining CPU players. I think if they set up that as the background for the menu and got some fancy-looking 3D text or something, it would be a really... Really, it would really be nice. But otherwise, the graphics are pretty stunning. It's very fun to play. Except sometimes the keyboard controls can be a little finicky, which can be very annoying. But yeah.
I just looked at the streaming software, and it looked like we had an error, but it seems to have corrected itself.
I hope you're saving an archive.
No.
Brad was saving the stream.
Nice, someone was.
But it just ended from all the buffering issues.
I got a song in my head now.
Turn the back on.
Yeah, so if anyone can hear us, we'll move on. Have we finished talking about the Space Grid game?
Yeah, they need a new menu, they need a little more sounds and music, and they need online. And that would make it probably one of the best 3D games. That's not a GTA clone.
Yeah.
So, we're now going to...
Do you want to do this one, or
would you like to talk about
it? I think Tampa should do this one, because he was most against not doing it as a review. So I think it would be quite funny.
Oh, wait, he says, sorry, but IGTG is too late for me, 2030.
Well, maybe not then.
Has left.
Right, anyway. So do you want to do it, or should I do it?
You're welcome to do it.
Okay, we're now going to talk about Orbis. This game is a platform puzzler, in which you play Orbis, a kilobyte which needs to be delivered to deliver a high priority
kilobyte.
Yeah, email to the world server.
Email
to the world server. Your enemies are mostly viruses that you need to avoid throughout the game. Each of us had different thoughts about this game. One thought it was good, another thought it was okay, and another thought it was bad. But although our disagreement the music is too repetitive and the sounds are not good, and some of them are taken directly from the Game Maker sounds folder. The game's graphics were nice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyways. I've lost my place. The game's graphics were in a unique style, but could have been improved, and a whole lot of animations and some variety. The gameplay wasn't very good because it was just basic platform game without any special built-in, except for the story and level design. It's nice, but nothing more. We will give this game a 6 out of 10 because of the lack of variety and its lack of content.
Yeah, when I played it, it seemed like they drew a few sprites, which were, I would say, okay.
I quite like the graphics, actually.
Yeah, and then they added some particle effects, but that's all they did. They didn't really do much more. Oh, Jonathan is streaming from his PC to a server, which is what you guys are getting your feed from. So, technically streaming, but we're technically not. Also, if anybody has a copy of the first 5 minutes of the show, an archive of that, we missed that, so if you could send it to Jonathan or I at the GMC, that would be highly appreciated. Back on topic, we are now going to move over to the media discussions. News discussions. Up first is the media war. This is a fun one.
It was really fun to read the comments on Game Maker blog about this.
Oh yes, yes.
And then finding out that Game Maker Gazette had replied. Anyway.
So, I was browsing the GMAD website to check out their little projects and all that and see what's going on with the magazine, because I didn't see a release last weekend. So I went to their website. I couldn't find a link to the radio section. Finally, I realized it was radio.gmnd. Whatever. But anyways, I noticed a new section called GMND TV. I started talking to Phil Gamble from Game Maker Blog about it. But then I had to go do some homework, so... Yeah. Anyways, I loaded up Game Maker Blog a couple hours later and found this new post called GMND's World Domination Plan. This totally made my day, though, if you didn't know. Because I was in a bad mood from homework. Anyways, they posted an article, which we will get to in a few minutes later in the show, about GMND trying to do too many different services, like infiltrating another country. If you gotta keep all your troops together, if you spread them out too sparsely, then they'll all get surrounded. You want to focus your effort and not spread it out over too many projects.
And they were offering something, a reward for finding faults of Game Maker Blog.
Oh yeah, yeah. The GM Indy saw, or some of the people at GM Indy saw this article on Game Maker Blog, and they posted a response, you might say, on Game Maker Gazette. And they said that if you were able to find 5 errors or something like that on Game Maker Blog, they would give you a copy of Game Maker 8 Pro.
And their post on Game Maker Gazette was removed later on by the owner, I believe. But they now have a new one saying, can't afford to buy GM 8, get it free for listening to GM Indie Radio.
Yeah, I guess they decided that they would give it out as a prize for listening to your show, but ours is better.
Apart from the folks.
Okay. Yeah, we always have the worst technical difficulties. Back on topic. Should we move on to GM Indy's plan for world domination?
I think we've kind of covered that as well with the media war. So maybe we kind of just done them on. So, Game Maker for Mac is back, which rhymes.
Yep. Sandy, I guess, signed a contract or something, or contracted a new developer. And I guess the old one is going to come back and help, too. So I guess that means twice the speed on the thing. Twice the speed, twice the progress.
Now, I do wonder whether they will actually finish it this time.
I don't know. There seem to be quite a few bugs in the last versions. Maybe they'll finish it.
But this sprite is really good. Pretty bad.
Sandy also says they hope to port it to the Apple's new product, the iPad, but that's an expensive waste of money, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's powerful as a notebook.
Yeah.
It's twice as big as anything you'd want to carry around. Can't really do anything. It does all the same things as iTouch. You just can't make phone calls.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake. Oh, well, this isn't a discussion about it, though.
No, it was bad, but yeah.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see how many they sell.
Yeah. Maybe Apple will start losing some of their annoying fans. Yeah.
I think we should take a quick break, because I'm getting a dry throat.
Yes, we're going to take a very quick break, and then we will be right back to talk about GM Talk and some of the other things. I'll be right back. Joshua Pedroza from East Coast, United States. And that is right, you are listening to Game Maker Live, except Tamper 2 and Benjamin Newab are unfortunately not here right now. So, before we left, we were talking about Game Maker for Mac is back, and now we are on to GM Talk. GM Talk is a Game Maker podcast put together by Game Maker users Jack Broccoli, Andrew McCluskey, and James Garner, and of course, Philip Gamble over at Game Maker Blog. The show talks about all sorts of things, from GM Indie, which was hilarious, might I add, a couple of different games, some competitions, some news, and then some off-topic about switching browsers and stuff and how Chrome is so much better than Firefox.
Now, I don't know whether Phil can say this in chat, whether he's actually still listening, but is GM Talk part of Game Maker Blog, or is it meant to be something separate?
Yeah, who runs that, we wonder. Anyways, the next show is not, there has not been a set date, but I imagine they'll do it eventually. Yeah, it was pretty enjoyable, except the audio file switched from ear to ear, so you know, yeah. You have one voice in your left ear and one in your right ear, and if you're not directly from where the people that are talking are from, it can be a little difficult to understand. Like, I'm American, so sometimes Phil's accent was difficult to understand. It was only talking out of or into my left ear. So yeah, there's a mono version that you can get, and it's actually really nice. Very good quality.
I didn't listen to it.
I really enjoy it.
But, yeah.
Yep.
I listened to a bit of it. I think he should have changed the player on GM Talk to the mono version. I don't know who he has now, but he wasn't before.
Let me check. Okay, so back on topic.
Yes, we have Win.
No, they didn't change it yet.
No. Win GM83. Yeah, that's to do with Phil's contest.
Yes, Game Maker Blog is looking for a new Twitter avatar. So they're holding a competition, and the person who designs the best one will get a free copy of Game Maker 8 Pro.
Or a game of something, wasn't it? Or advertising, I think he said.
Let's see, there will be a prize you can choose from, blah, blah, blah. Or 2 months advertising on the site.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Or an indie game of your choice.
Up
to the value.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah, so for all you graphically advanced people out there, it didn't sound right, you can head on over to Game Maker Blog and try your hands for a free copy of Game Maker 8 Pro.
So, Phil, I see you say it's not part of Game Maker Blog, then who actually owns it? And that is GM Talk.
I think they're just a couple of people got together and just talked for a while. I don't think it belongs to GM King, because, you know, they're kind of on hiatus, as they say.
I wonder whether they're going to come back this year, because they did say last year that the owner or something, I can't remember his name, I can't pronounce it, is coming back.
ES was in college.
And he's probably back.
Constantly busy with work, as we all know here in live.
Yeah. I kind of do hope he'll come back.
Yeah. GM King was a pretty nice group of people.
Yeah.
Sad to see any of them go.
Are there forums at all active?
Nope. There hasn't been a post on their forums in, I don't want to know how long.
30th of June, 24th of May, 11th of December, 8th of November, 4th of July, 18th of August, 10th of December. So December was the last post.
This year? Last year.
Last year.
Last, so no. December or not?
No. I think no.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, so the last one was June or May. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting to be it's getting to be that way at a lot of Game Maker forums now, including ours.
Mm.
You know, the G Creator forums, GM Vision forums, GM King forums. If you don't have a lot of active members, then people are just going to stop coming. It's going to slowly die away.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show. The new GMC plugins. This is like the latest rave. First a couple of really nice magazines were released, like GM Tech and Markup were doing really nice magazines. Then GM Weekly came out, and then there was GM Scope and GM Zine and Tailwear and Prodigy GM magazines. Everybody was making a magazine. And then the magazines seemed to have disappeared, minus GM Indies, which,
yeah,
I don't know.
Can't really say much about.
We have to let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was a O'Brien quote. Alright, back on topic. Yeah, then there was the TV shows. We released a few, GMTV released a few good ones, and
the Game Maker Game Review Show,
GTRS, Grimcast. Then Hardcore Gamer also had a little TV show. I don't remember what it was called, though.
And there's that other one. I can't remember it.
And then there's that Code Project
one. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. That's also been going for a while, though.
And they seem to have died.
Yeah, now it's all about GMC plugins. I mean, in the past, like with other things, I've seen a few. There's been a couple of code syntax highlighters for a while, a few instant plays. Oh yeah, we forgot about instant plays. There was a huge fad of making those one too.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden there's this huge make a GMC plugin deal.
Yeah. There's
syntax highlighters, two video feature adders,
GMC,
you name it, it's there. There's at least six different GM chat by Star Trek or whatever his name is, which turned into a complete failure without moderators.
Ben is online.
Hey, we should do some prank calling. So yeah, the latest fad now is to make a GMC plugin. So everybody go out and make a GMC plugin right now.
See what you come up with.
Yep. Maybe we should hold a competition. So, our final topic says topics we didn't cover last weekend. Let's scroll down.
There's instant play for Chrome and Game Maker 8. But I think you can also join this with Firefox 3.6 instant play problem. Basically, Yo-Yo Games can't find a fix for the Firefox 3.6 instant play, which I'm using. They are also updating their instant play to support Game Maker 8 on Internet Explorer and Chrome, which is meant to be coming out very soon. I don't know when it is coming out. Or is it out? Have they released it yet or not?
No, Google Chrome is... Brad T says, someone needs to start up a Game Maker show. I missed editing for Game Maker TV. You're welcome to come edit with us. Alright, back on topic, what was the topic? Oh yes, Chrome. Instant Play. I've been getting email, or I've gotten a few emails from Sandy about it. Let's see. Sandy. Anyways, he says that the people that are making it are not actually working at Yo-Yo Games yet, but they will in February. So they're kind of doing it in their free time. The server code is about 75 megabytes, and you don't need to change a lot of it to support the different browsers. However, they're working on the part for GM8, and they can't get the client piece working so far. He says that the code is very complicated. Even the guy who designed it can't easily figure it out. That's what comments are for.
No, but really, who comments the code? I don't.
I don't really either. Unless I'm trying to make one of those open source super awesome tools, but then I always give up after making three different scripts that I could have made in one script. So yeah, let's see, the code has a server side and a client side. And he says they are not separate, ... even if you think they should be logically. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean.
We have Ben, I think.
Oh, we're joined by Benjamin Newab from...
somewhere.
Utah.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Moving on. What else is there?
GM Magazine!
Yeah.
Oh boy, I love talking about GM Indie.
I think I'll leave this one to you, Josh, because you seem to like to take the mick out of them, so...
I don't mean to be mean. Oh, you're gonna love this. I was up this morning till 4 a.m. doing history homeworks. I finally finished the book, so now I'm done with history for the year. Anyways, at about 1:30, I got a tweet last night. Brian Fetcher was trying to get me to come on Skype. I was chainsawing our sled run in the woods because it's going to snow with Dad. So we were cutting the trees out of the way. Anyways, he's talking to me over Skype. He never told me what he originally wanted to tell me. He says someone else claimed it and I would find out soon enough. But he's offering to merge. Well, he didn't say merge. His magazine and our magazine, we have a magazine that's in the process now, eventually. It was like, he said it would be like a team effort. We work on it and they work on it, but we wouldn't work on any of each other's other projects. I tried to be polite, but I really wanted to say something along the lines of, ain't gonna happen, dude.
Yeah.
I'm doing homework.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to join up with them. Never.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a full merge. It would be like a half a team. So we'd be working together on a magazine, but we'd be fighting each other in our radio stations.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Nope.
And even if he did say yes, we'd also merge with GM Live, I wouldn't want him to anyway.
No, I wouldn't either. They don't have any organization over there.
See,
and so they come to us because we have a minimal amount of organization. So
I was wondering whether we've released more content as far as radio goes to them. Although they do two shows a week. But they're only 15 minutes long.
We should up the shows and do one a week.
Mm.
That we talk more, but I don't know. People are busy, so are we. I don't know, schedule something that I can't guarantee deliver.
Anyways.
So, let's see. I guess Jonathan wants me to take a real quick break. This producer wants us to pause for a few minutes. We'll be right back in the United States. So before we wrap the show here, we have one or two quick things to address. And one or two more news topics. If anyone wants to call in, just go to Skype.
Yeah.
Or GameMakerLive, hit the call button.
Or we can bring you on a landline in most places of the world. So, just kind of...
Maybe I should call him.
That'll be fun, actually. Maybe I should call him. Anyways. Yo-Yo Games, foreign mod tools fail.
Oh, yes.
And it's not only the mod tools that fail, their register and forgotten password system fails.
Their whole forum is falling apart. They need to go and they need to rip down the whole Yo-Yo Games forum. They need to set up a new system that uses user accounts from one place. So you make one YoYoGames.com account, and it works on the GMC, YoYo Games forums, their wiki, their website, their help desk, and anything else they decide to add in the future. I've done things like that similar to that on my site. There's professional contractors you can get to do that. It's not that expensive. It'll make life for a lot of
people
easier. Yeah, because, you know, you have one password. You might even remember cookies cross sites. It needs to be done. Maybe we should start a petition or something. Oh well. An open letter to New York Games. Didn't someone write one of those a while back? Alright. So, the next thing is the Sigma 9 24-hour-ish game-making contest.
I do think that's kind of irrelevant, if I could say it. Now because that ended on the 25th.
Yeah, where are the results for that? Are they out?
I don't think they are yet.
I guess they're still in the judging phase.
I wonder how long they'll take.
Yes. Well, I guess we should wrap up the show since there seems to be nothing to talk about anymore.
Yeah.
Alright, our next show is going to be on the 13th of February.
I won't be joining
at
you.
At usual 11 o'clock Eastern.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so Jonathan is going to be celebrating Chinese New Year or something like that.
Well, that
I don't know what he's What was that you said a moment ago?
I didn't say anything.
And silence. Anyways, yeah, he's gonna be celebrating Chinese New Year, even though he's not Chinese. And I'll be doing the show. Hopefully someone will join so I'm not talking to myself going crazy. But yeah, I will see you. Or actually we will all see you. My name is Jonathan. On the 13th of February. So have a happy remainder of January. And we will see you all later. Remember, this is copyright 2010. Yeah, we forgot to change the thing at the bottom of the site. GM Vision, all rights reserved. We're also planning on putting all our stuff, like our Game Maker Show episodes and our GM Live archives on iTunes, but I haven't quite figured out how to get that there yet, get it on there yet, so that's going to take a little time, but they'll be there eventually. So, yeah. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.